The Eber, Mikolet, Krevi Shimon. It's possible to say that the Poro became pregnant from a Kolet. I'll leave with Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon says the Kolet is possible. You can't eat it. That's called the Poro became pregnant from a Behemoth to Meya. Kolet Rashi says like this. Kolet means Parasais of Kolutais. Its hooves are covered up, straight. V'nerlet Minator. Rabbi Shimon correlate Tomei. Even though the parents were behemoth tahoros, but the kid was born without simonim tahira, like we know a simon tahira by behemoth parasusav split. There's a split there in the parasusav. Let's say the kid comes out and his parasusav, his hooves, are not split. So therefore, Reb Shimon holds this kid is possible, not let eat him. It's treif. Even though he came out from a behemoth tahiros. So such a case, really, the kid is like a behemoth tahira, really. The parents are Tahirim. Just since it doesn't have Simon, Rabbi Shimon knows he can't eat it. So such a behemoth Tameya, if a Pora lives with that one, the Pora could become pregnant. If a Pora lives with a real Sus, could be she can't become pregnant. But if a Pora lives with this type, another type of a Shor, just a Shor was born without its hooves, without its Simonim, that's called Treif. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's called a behemoth Tameya. Such a Pora could become pregnant. The Rashi is a Tanya B'Chairus. Rabbi Shimon Aymel. Gomal, gomel, shnei pomim. It says the Torah two times gomel. Echad gomel anel min a gamel. Want to say if a camel is born from a camel, it's possible. The echad gomel anel min a parah. That if a camel is born from a parah. The afilu abrasa min a tor. Even though mishor, even though the mother parents was a parah and a shor. Still kosler em shimon. Shimon still holds that the kid comes out with simonim temeya. The kid is a tomei. Upolagula Rabbi Shua, Shua argues and says, Hechad Ibrosa Minator, Mintor, Mishor, Shenakolit. Umatira Bissimanech, he says, good with one simon. So, kids, here, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could have a case that the behema is called the behema Temeya, but still a para could become pregnant from this one. Because really, it's not two different meaning. Really, the parents here were behemoths. So, therefore, really, it's called the behema also. Therefore, a para could become pregnant from this one. Boy, Rav asks a question like this. Somebody says, I have a chiv upon myself to bring a korban oila. V'if for a shor, and he set aside a shor for it. And now a ganav came and stole that shor. Mipota ganav nafshei pekeves l'rabonin. Could the ganav pay back now a keves? According to Rabbonin. So Rashi says, Mipota ganav nafshei gabi bailim pekeves. Tiyomale oila komechayeves. The ganav has a right to say to the bailim, listen, you have to bring a korban oila, and I'll pay you back a korban oila. The oila mashlim lecha, and you didn't lose anything, because your yaitza with a kevis. Here the case is the ganif again stole the shore. Now the bailim said, I have a korban oila to bring. So if the Bailam would have still had the shore, the Bailam would have made the shore for the korban oila. Now the ganav stole the shore before the Bailam made it into a korban oila. But the ganav wants to return now a kefes, a lamb, a smaller animal. So the chur, it's not worth the same thing as the shore is. But the ganav said to the Bailam, you have no loss. Because if you would have had the shore, you would have made it for korban oila. Now I'll make this for korban oila for you. So what are you losing out? You're not losing anything. So that's the question, could the ganav say this or not? Now, L'rabbonin v'yer l'soif. Nipotagonim nashim b'kevus l'rabbonin. And b'oy l'soif l'rab leza ben Azariah. What would be if the ganav wants to return l'oy l'soif according to Rab leza ben Azariah? The Tznan, we learn like this. Harei alai oyla. If somebody says, I have a chiyuv to bring a korban oyla. I want to bring a korban oyla. So locher is yovi kevus. He has to bring a kevus. A behema. Rav Lozer ben Azayi roi me yovi Torah ben Yoyne. No, he even has a right to bring birds. He can bring birds for the korban oila. So my, what's the luck over here? That the Reuven first said, I have a chiyuv to bring a korban oila. And he had a shor, and the ganav stole it. So Shalulis, can the ganav now return a knife, a bird instead? And say, listen, this bird will be a korban oila for you. Me, Yamri Nidu, we say, shame oila kibul alayu. That the ganav, the first person, was mechayiv himself to bring a korban oila. And therefore, the ganav now was returning to him a korban oila. So maybe it's called a good hashava. I dilma maybe no. I dilma motzi omalei. The Bailam, the original Bailam, has a right to say, Ana mitzvah min amuvcha bina lemevad. I want to do a very good mitzvah. I want to do a mitzvah to bring a korban eila, a big korban eila. I want to bring a behemoth, a shor. I don't want this kevis that you're bringing, or the eifas that you're bringing. That's the shayla. Can the ganav return it or not? So the Gemara says, Bosa the boy, after he asked the question, Horda poshit. Then he himself came and answered. It says, Gonav poter atzmai bekeves. L'rabonin, yes. A ganav has a right to return to the yona just a small keves, a small limb, according to the Rabbanan Chita, that old and oilas life is no good. And boilas life, the Rablaza ben Azariah. Mashiach, according to Rablaza ben Azariah, when somebody says, Horei elai oila, you have a right just to bring a bird. See here also, the ganav has a right just to return to you a knife and say, this is for the korban oila. Because the ganav has a right to say, I wasn't mafsid you anything. Because the maisa, now you have your korban. The only thing that's losing out is just the only thing that's losing out, Rashi, is only Hegdish is losing out. So Hegdish is not called the Gun Rabbeis Ish. Ravacha Breit Raviki Master Lob Hedge. He learned clearly like this. That Omar Rav says, if somebody says, Horeya, like Oila, I have a chiv upon myself to bring a korban Oila. And now the hiv for sure, and the Bailim, he was not for sure, none of them before, he in case of hiv for sure, and the Bailim right away set aside the shore for the korban Oila. So the kitchen now, he has his korban Oila here. Oh, Bo'acha, the gunvoy, a gun comes and steals it now. And vice the korban Oila, according to Rabbi Shimon, that holds. So it's called the Bailam still has Nachrayis here. So therefore, you're stealing from this person. The Ganav, when the Ganav steals it, the Ganav has the right to return a Keves according to Rabbanan Shita. He has the right to return a life according to Rabbanan Azaya. The Ganav has the right to say, listen, from you, I didn't steal, I only stole the Korban Eila. So as long as I return to you a Korban Eila, that's enough. The only one that's losing out is Hegdish. Hegdish is not called the good of the basis, Rashi says. So therefore, for the owner, you have a right to return either the keves or else the oif. And then Echnami, the Bailam can't tie into this svara, I would have wanted to have a carbon mula. Because that's not part of the hefsid. The hefsid is you have a carbon, he took a carbon away from you, and the mice now is bringing back a carbon. So therefore, that's enough that he's mekayim his mitzvah sashava. Alright, turn over. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Mochroi chutz meyechad mimeya. A ganef, he stole the shore, and now he's selling it, but he doesn't sell the whole shore. He sells it, but he leaves over 1/100th of it. Chutz meyechad mimeya, sheboy. Oishoysa loy boy shutfis. He sells it to somebody else, but he's still a partner. Like he only sold half of it. Half of it he still owns. Or else, hashoychet venis nabla biyodoy. The ganef now made a shchita, and it came in the vein of biyod, he didn't make a good shchita. Or else, hanoicher, Rashi says, curry, just rip it open. You just rip open the animal, you don't really make a shchita. For yamaker, Rashi says, oike simonim, you pull out the simonim, the windpipe, you don't make a shchita. Is, in these cases, mishalem tashlume kefel, but vi'ena mishalem tashlume above the chamisha. You put it from dalvei. And this goes even according to Rabbanan Shita. Because to Olav Shchita, Klal, these things are not called a Shchita. The Rabbanan only say, if you take the knife and make a Shchita on a Trefa, still the Maisi, you made a Shchita. Here, in these cases here, you didn't make a Shchita at all. Hashrecha v'nis nabla v'yod, it means you didn't make a Maisa Shchita. Or else you ripped it open, or you cut out the Simonim, that's not called a Shchita, therefore you parted from Dal V'hei. Now the Gemara says, what do you mean to say the ganav sold it? And he sold it, but leaving over 1/100th of it. And therefore he's parted from the alvehei, mashma is not called a mechira. A mechira means the ganav has to sell the whole shore, the whole seh. But if you leave over something for yourself, that's not called a good mechira. So what does this mean? Omar Rav, so Rav says it means chutz midover hanitter imay b'shita. He left over something, some part of the animal that's supposed to be mutter with it b'shchita. So Rashi says, Kleima. Hanitarimai, Kagayim Ibsaroi. He left over some meat, like I'm selling you all the meat, just one part of the meat is still for myself. So Rashi says, Avashiuris, Oira. But let's say he leaves over just the skin, or else the kanea, the horns, or else the gizosa, the hair. Lehev Eshir, maybe that's not called a shir. That would be called the good mechira. The kids, you have to leave over a part of the meat. Something that's hutta because of the shrita, that's what he left over. That's what Rav says. For Levi, Yomo Levi says no. It could even be chutz migizoseho. Even if you sell the whole shore, you only leave over the hair, just the wool, for yourself, that's also a ptur in dalvehe. V'chein tani v'mastisa. Thing we wrote in the price also. Chutz migizoseho. If you sell the seh, you only leave over for yourself the gizoseho, the sharing off. That's also ptur, it's not called a good mechira. Meis, I have a cash on you. It says, Mochra chutz miyodon, if Yiganef sells the shore that he sold. He sells those things excluding one hand, or else chutz miragla, excluding one foot, chutz mikarnel, leaving over one horn, chutz migizosel, leaving over some of the sharing, is then the Meshach HaShem Yabon V'chamisha. So it's a clear riot to Levi, a cash on Rav. You see, the shear does not only have to be the meat, it could even be from the ore or from the gizos. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says no. Dover hamake v'shchito eino mishan tashlum yabal v'chamisha. Something that if you leave it over, the shchit is no good, then taki you put it out there. But v'sheino make v'shchito, anything that you leave it over, it's not make v'shchito, then mishan tashlum yabal v'chamisha. Still you would have to pay talent v'hei. Rashi learns Hamakav Shchita means Dover Shenitl Emenu Nasis by Nevela Mechayim Kagoyin Veshet Oikono Oyayerach means if you leave over a vital part of the body, then if you take off that part of the body, the animal will be in a veil or treifa. So then Taka Yepata from Dal Vehei. But as long as it's not a vital part of the body, then even though the body would be missing it, Rashi says Vyodav Ragleho Menachuv Lamativ, just the bottom part of the leg that doesn't make a treifus, and then it's still called a good mechira. That's Rebbe Shita. So Rebbe yells even a bigger chiddush than Rav. That not only chutz midover anitta rima b'shchita, but has to only be a shear, something that the animal can't live, or will be a trefa without it. That's called a shear, that's not called a good mechira. As long as you sold all the part of the animal, that the animal can have a kosher for a shchita, that's called a good mechira. Even though you left over some meat for yourself. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, chutz mikarneho, ein de meshanta shlumim bo v'chamisha. No, if you say you leave over the horns, you're potter from the alvehei. But chutz migizoseh, if you say you leave over the shearing off the wool, meshanta shlumim bo v'chamisha. For that you have to. In other words, the care of the horns is called a part of the body. That's more part of the seh. Mashenke and the gizah is the hair, that's not called so much part of the body. Therefore, if you just leave over the gizoseh, it's still called the good mechira. The Gemara says like this, Bish Leiva Levi, it's very good according to Levi that says, even leaving over the Karen, or the Gizois, Ketanakama, he goes to like the Tanakama. Any type of a leaving over, it's not called a complete sale, therefore you're part of from the Alvehe. Ela L'Rav, but according to Rav, it says what, you have to leave over, you can't leave over any meat. Command, who does Rav go like? Doesn't like anybody. Because either we said you have to only leave over from the meat, a part that's makiv in the Shechita, or else other things, but just any part of the meat that nobody says. So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, Rav Diyama Kiyai Tana. Rav found another Tana. The Tana learned like this. We have Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Moch rechutz mi yodah v'chutz mi raglo, ein ha mashal tashom bav v'chamisha. Chutz mi karneh chutz mi gizaseh mashal tashom tashom bav v'chamisha. So you see, there's really like Rav. You leave over part of the meat, then taki a potter from the alvehei. But if you leave over the keren, or the gizaseh, for that you still chai even dal zehei. All right, we'll stop here. Good night, please. Good. No, no good. You're holding off ayin chesem abeis. Again, the shaila was that the Mishnah said again that mochra chutz miyechad mimeya. If the ganef that sold the shore, he made a geneva, and then he makes a mechira, so if he doesn't sell the whole thing, but he leaves over something, that's not called a good mechira. If it leaves over echad mimeya, it's no good. And the Gemara we had a big machlokes is exactly what is called echad mimeya. So Gemara said again, my chutz miechad mimeya shaboy. Amar Rav, Rav learned the men's chutz midover anita ima b'shchita. He can't leave over something that has a heter achila. Any part of the meat of the animal, if you don't sell it, no matter how small it is, then you're not chayyeh for the mechira. That's Rav. Falevi yoma chutz migizaseho. A bigger chiddush. Even if you leave over just the wool or the hair that grows, also it's not called a good mechira. V'chein tanya v'masid learn the price also like this. Chutz migizaseho, also yepota. That's the machlokes Rav and Levi. Now, Mace, we have a kash. It says, mocher chutz miyodo. Chutz mi ragleho, chutz mi kaneho, chutz mi gizaseho. Ein yom shalosh shomer bovech hamisha. It says clearly, even chutz mi gizaseho also yipotah. Rebbe says, dovra makke v'shchita, a part of the animal that's missing. It'll be like a trefa. You can't make a shchita on it, then ein yom shalom tashom mi bovech hamisha. That's not called a good mechir if you left over something like this. But a part of the body, she'eino makke v'shchita, doesn't make a difference. The bottom part of the leg, even if you cut it off, it doesn't make a difference. Then mishalom tashom mi bovech hamisha. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar goymer, chutz mikaneho enim esham tashum yabav chamisha. If you leave over even the horns, also your potter from paying the alvei, it's not called a good mechira. But chutz migizaseh, if you only leave over the hair or the wool, then esham tashum yabav chamisha. That's what Rebbe Shimon makes the difference between the keren, the horn, and the hair. Now, vishleim el Levi, it's good according to Levi, it says what? Levi says, chutz migizaseh, also your potter. So take a Tanakam, he goes like Tanakam with his braisa. And the Tanakam says, even if you leave over just the gizai seo, also your pot is not called a good mechira. Elul Rav, come on. Who does Rav go like that? Rav only says any part of the meat, but not the keren and not the gizai seo. Who does Rav go like? Nobody says like that here. So Gemarin says, I'm going to tell you Rav diyoma kiyai tana. Rav goes like this tana, the tana we learned. If Shimon ben Elazar goes there. If you sell any mashmi, any part of the meat, if you sell, you leave over, it's not called a good mechira. But if you say only chutz mi karneho, you only selling it, but you're only leaving over the horns for yourself, or else chutz mi gizaseh, you're leaving over the giza, the hair for yourself, then mashmi tashim above chamisha. Then you do have to pay chamisha above chamisha. So that goes according to Rav. So there's a tana even like Rav also. Now the question is, there's so many different shittas here, but my kemitzvagi, what is the machlekes over here? Exactly what type of a mechira does the ganav have to make to be chai for dal v'hei? So must be like this. Tanakam masava v'tovchoi, it says v'tovchoi yamochroi. So v'dashin kulai v'inon. That just like when you shech the animal, it has to be a complete shchita, a good shchita. You have to shech the whole thing that you need to shech. As if so, umochroi, kulai v'inon, the same thing. When you go to sell it, you have to sell the whole thing. And if you don't sell any part of it, even the keren, even the gizaseh, that's not called a good mechira. Now, for Rabbi Sav, Rabbi says no. The tovchoi, when the potter says for tovchoi, shchita, you know what it means by shchita? Midi dehevi betzvicha. Something that's necessary for the shchita. Lafuke midi dehevi betzvicha. Lafuke is something that does not need the shchita for it. That's what Rabbi said before. Hadavra ma'akiv v'shchita, because that's the svar for tovchoi. But tficha means you need the animal can't be a treifa. It has to be a shom in order to make a tficha. So the same thing the mechir also has to be you sold every part of it that would have been possible still to make a shchita on it. Even though you left over part of the animal that's not necessary for the shchita, that still would be called a good mechira. For Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar sava asvara that karno deloyle mizga kaimo the horns of the animal that's not aimed to cut off. You don't usually cut them off when the animal's alive, is heavy shear. Therefore, if you sell the whole animal, just to leave over the keren, the horns for yourself, that's not called a good mechira. But v'ayin ha-mishalom tashlum yabav ha-chamisha. Therefore, you don't have to pay dal v'hei. But gizay seho, cutting off the hair, leaving over the hair for yourself, the wool, to le-megas kaima, it's aimed to be cut off. People cut off the wool. It's only heavy shear. That's not called a shear. Therefore, you're still chayav dal v'hei. U'mashal tashim abo v'chamisha. Now, the idoch, tana d'vei Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza, what's the pshan the other tana of Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza? That sarver, he yells like this. Yodo v'rag lov de tzricha tficha heavy shear. V'lo y'mashal tashim abo v'chamisha. Some part of the animal that's necessary for the shchita is matarit. For that's all part of the mechira, you have to sell it. But karneo v'gizoseo, the horns or the wool, The loy tzvicha, tzvicha does need a tzvicha, does need a shechiter on it. They have a shear. That's not called a shear. If you leave it over, that's nothing. Therefore, yells, even though you leave over the giza or the karneho, still it's called a good mechira. Now the Gemara Stam says, a stira in Reb Shimon. Kasha, the Reb Shimon ben Elazar, ad Reb Shimon ben Elazar. It's a stira exactly. What does he say? Is that called a shear? Or it's not called a shear? It's a stira. So Gemara says, true, I'll tell you, Trei Tanoi, via leave the Reb Shimon ben Elazar. And Echonami, there are two different Tanoim, how they learned up Shat in Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Exactly what is considered a shear that makes it the mechira is not called a good mechira. Because before we had that Reb Shimon Elazar says, Chutz mi karner ein mishal Reb Shimon ben Chamisha. But Chutz mi gizoseh mishalin. That was the first Reb Shimon Elazar. And then he says, not like that. Then he says, no, only if you leave over the meat. But mashma, even leaving over the keren, also you'll be chayav dals behei. So that the answer is, that it's an achlekes tanoim exactly what did Reb Shimon Elazar say. Yeah, Tana Rabbanan, learn like this. Ha goinev is somebody, the ganav, you stole the shor. Ha kitois, you stole one that was kitois means it was missing a leg. Or else v'yasa chigeris, a lame one. Or else v'yasa suma, you stole the blind one. V'chein ha goinev v'heima ha shutfim. Or else you stole an animal that belonged to shutfim. You stole the behemoth that belongs to Shutfim. It's chayiv. Now lamaisi, you sell it. So lamaisi is still chayiv dal vehei. That's even though you're not making a mechira on the whole animal, because the animal is missing a leg, but that's what you stole. If you stole, you made a gnev on an animal that's missing a leg, or an animal that's blind, so lamaisi, you're selling whatever you made the gnev on, for that you chayiv dal vehei. What about v'shutfim shegonvu peturim? Let's say two people stole the shor together, shutfim, partners that steal together, and then they go and sell it, slamaisa their potter. For the Gemara, but Tani will learn all that, but Tani will learn shutfim shegonvu, and shutfim, partners that stole together, chayovim, if they sell it to somebody else, chayov dalvehei. So Rav Nachman Lakasha, kan bishutif shegonv mechaveroi. One was talking about that the shutif, one partner stole from his friend, from the other partner. Kan b'shutiv shegonav miyalmo. So Rashi learns, shutiv shegonav mechaveroi. If one partner stole from the other partner, potem miyabo v'chamisha. Ha'afilu mechele chaveroi. Telekev v'tovcha kulu v'yisa. Because the ma'isa, when you sold it, and now you make a shrita, it's not called you made a complete shrita v'yisa. Because half of it you own. Like your partner's with it. So you stole now this shor from your partner. So what you stole is only a chatzi shor really. Because half of it belongs to you. So when you go make a tficha, it's not called a betofa, kula b'yisa, therefore you're potter from the alvehei. But in a case where you stole this, a shutta stole, a shor belongs to partners for somebody else, so it's called a complete geneva, and then when you make a tficha mechira, it's called a complete mechira, then you chayiv the alvehei. Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman, so Rabbi Yisakashis Rav Nachman, says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shutif shegonav mechaveroi. If one partner steals from the other partner, or else for shutfim shegonvu, two shutfim steal, yei chayovim, maybe then they sell to the shechta the chayav dal vehei. Tamalem, the posuk says, v'tov chay kula vina v'leka. The only chayav if the ganav makes the whole tficha v'yissa. It means you don't own any part of the shor. But here, if you're a part owner, if you're a partner here, so the part that you own is not called the v'tov chay v'yissa, therefore you're part of the dal vehei v'leka. But here it's mashm even shutfim shegonvu is also potter. Elo Amar Rav Nachman says like this: I'll tell you like Kasha. Kan b'shutif shetofach ladat chaveroi. Kan b'shutif shetofach shlo ladat chaveroi. True, two shutfim stole together, so they're both like the ganef now. Then one of them makes the tficha, one of them makes the shchita. So if he shechs b'das chaveroi, they make up between both of them. We want to make the shchita now, and he's doing it for both of them. So then taka the chayav dal vehei. But one shutif makes the shchita by himself without asking the other one, then he's potter from the al vehei. Rashi says, shutif shetobach adat chaveroi, mishalmin ben shneyim, diikav tofa kula bechayubai, tatavei achayiv al chelkoi, vechaveiro nami yosa shliach, and go rabin and liyel, di yeshlich advar aveiro. Over here by the al vehei, there's a parsha of yeshlich advar aveiro. We learned from Tachas before we had. Tachas rabbi says a shliach. So therefore, when one shutif appoints there's two shutfim sold here. And if one appoints the other one to make the tficha, that's called the tficha kula b'yissa, that the chayav dal vehei. But shutev shetobek Rashi says shalom ledaska veroi potter the leke v'tochla kula v'chiyuvoi the v'hu palga dechaveroi lenasa shliach ve'ever leke tefeach u'moicher acher haganif the potter. It's like the other shutev sold half of it. So now you're making a tficha and somebody else's geneva. It's like one person made the geneva and another person comes and makes the tficha that is potter medalot v'hei. Therefore, here also, if you're not a shliach for the other one, so therefore it's only called you made a half of a tzvicha, and therefore you're potter on dalav vehei. Boy, Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi asked a question like this: Mochra chutz mishloishim yoyim. You're a ganef, the person stole this, made a graver on the shore, and now he sells it. But chutz mishloishim yoyim, I'm selling it to you, but except for 30 days, I still have a right to use it. Is that called a good mechira or not? In other words, for another 30 days, I want to do the melacha with it yet. Or else, chutz mimlachto, I'll sell it to you, but you should own if you want to shecht it. But for the work, hold them when it's alive, I have the right to use it. Or else, chutz miyubra, let's say it gives birth, the kids still belong to me. Ma, what's the locha? Is that called a good mechir or not? So Ali, but the man, diyama ubi yarachima, if you learn that the kid inside the stomach is called part of the mother, is so let's see, I have no question then. So a shayibo, then you left over, you didn't make a good mechira. You sold this shah to some, this para to somebody else. But on the condition, Amanatham, who comes pregnant, the Uber belongs to you. So if your Uber is called part of the Pura, so it's like you left over part of the Pura. So that's not called a good Mechira. So therefore, you'll be potter from Dal Zahay. Kiti Borlok, when do I have my question? Ali b'demand diyam and diyubalav yarechimai. If you learn Uber is not called the yarechimai, then my, what's the locha? We say, since the mice of the Uber is attached to the mother, have they shear? It's called you left over something in the paro. It's aimed now the kid to come out and to be separate from the mother. But have they shear? It's not called you left over part of the mother. You made a geneva on the paro and you sold the whole paro. You just left over the Uber for yourself. Maybe you still would be chayiv for dal vehei. That's a shaila. And Ika the army, some say no. Kivon the lav yerechim ahuli have a shear. That's pshita. If you owe the Uber is not called part of the mother, it's not called a shear. You sold the whole mother. Oy Dilma, no. Kivon the tsarog lishteruye, pahadob a shchita. Since the mice of you make a shchita on the mother, anything that's inside the stomach becomes muta bachidr also. His commander shayim begufadami, kafat the Uber, the kid is called like part of the mother, and if you only sold the mother, not the kid, it's called a shear. So teiku, this gemara blaz bateiku, we're not sure if yichayiv dal vehe or not. Boy Rapport probably has a question like this. Gonva, a ganav made a ganav, he stole the shore. Kota, now he chopped off the leg. He himself pulled off the leg. Umochra, now he sold the rest of the shore. Maho, what's the locha? Mi yamrin, do we say, my the ganav olay zoven. What he stole, he did not make a mechir on. So maybe he's potter from the old vehe. Oy dilma, ma de zoven, holo shayer. Whatever he sold, though, he sold the whole thing. He didn't leave over anything for himself. He sold everything that's here. Teiku, that's a good shayla. Is the chayiv daltvei in such a case or not? Tana Rabbanu, we have a price like this. Gonav v'nosan liyachar. You made a geneva, and then you gave it to somebody else. You didn't sell it to him. You gave it to somebody else. V'tofach. And the other person made the tzvicha. Or else, gonav v'nosan liyachar. You made a geneva, you gave it over to somebody else. Umochar. The second person sold it.